Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner's campaign to mitigate rough sleepers in Brisbane parklands has caught immense scrutiny from the Brisbane community. Today, the Brisbane City Council is set to evict rough sleepers from public parks in hope that they will take the opportunity of seeking shelter in accommodation offered by the BCC. Acting Commissioner Shane Chelby has claimed that the Queensland Police Service's role isn't to evict rough sleepers in Brisbane, but to keep the peace. While charity groups are refusing to remove tents, they are being threatened with fines of $8,065, whilst homeless individuals are left to seek shelter in non-public land.
430 people have been evacuated from a Gold Coast hotel after a part of its roof caught on fire. Emergency services were called to the Hilton Hotel at Service Paradise at about 2 a.m. this morning. Paramedics say everyone evacuated sustained no injuries and an investigation is currently underway to determine the cause of the fire.
In national news, Trade Minister Don Farrell is set to speak with a White House representative about US President Donald Trump's import tariffs on Australian steel and aluminium. Farrell says the government has not given up on trying to negotiate an exemption to the tariff. The 25% tariffs came into effect on a Wednesday.
A new diagnostic tool for scabies, one of the world's most common skin conditions, is being trialled by doctors in the Northern Territory. Scabies is an itchy skin infestation caused by a microscopic mite that affects more than 400 million people globally each year. Researchers from Darwin and Melbourne hope the tool will help prevent the cases of scabies developing into life-threatening infections.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has threatened a 200% tariff on all wines, champagnes, and alcoholic products coming out of France and other European Union-represented countries. The threat comes about after the EU announced a planned tariff on US whiskey, which responded to Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The President of the European Commission has stated that Trump will deeply regret this measure, highlighting that supply chains will become disrupted, resulting in a possible inflation in both the US and Europe.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au.